Joining us now in our studios is Katie Fallon from 50 North, Northfield Senior Center. Good morning, Katie.
Good
How are you doing today?
Good morning. Great. Thanks.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We have somebody from 50 North in to talk about some of the activities they have on a monthly basis. So let's take a look at April.
Yes.
I want to say spring, but I'll just say April.
Well, the good thing is we have a lot of things for you to do indoors.
Good.
So.
Good. You know, hopefully, you know, it'll be maybe by the end of the month we'll
maybe.
Be able to get outside.
Maybe.
But what's going on this month?
So we have a couple of events at 50 North this month, and a big one coming up is a play. We have a acting troupe, a group of women that call themselves the Uppity Women of Shakespeare. And they are directed by Sylvia Langworthy, and they're going to put on a play on Sunday, April 22nd at 2 p.m. They do this every year around Shakespeare's birthday. They mm-hmm. put on a production, and it's always a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. So it's going to be it's called The Infinite Women of Shakespeare. So they're going to explore the infinite variety of Shakespeare's women through dialogues from many of his plays.
Huh.
They're going to be supported by our women's choral group, the Seasoned Singers, and so they're going to add some musical interpretation of these themes. So, yeah, it should
wow.
be really fun.
You know, you got to really appreciate, it sounds like a fun thing for them to do on a Sunday afternoon, but boy, that's got to take a lot of work.
They
have been rehearsing Shakespeare
yes,
stuff and
yes.
get everything together. That's
They've
impressive.
They've been rehearsing for months.
Wow.
And they put a lot of time into this. And it's a really wonderful opportunity. We just are asking for a $5 suggested donation to 50 North per mm-hmm. person. So it's really reasonable and wonderful talent in this group of women. Like I said, you won't be disappointed. It's really fun.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've probably seen the rehearsals, I bet.
A little bit, yeah, but okay, yes. Good. I try not to disturb them, you
mm-hmm.
know. So, yeah.
All right. That's the 22nd, which
22nd
is two
of,
weekends
yeah,
from now.
Yeah, okay. coming up soon. So we've got that coming up. And right now in our art gallery, we have an exhibit called Artist as Teacher, Teacher as Artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's works by Kate Douglas. She's a local artist and retired art instructor. She's one of our main art teachers at 50 North.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really encourage you to come see this exhibit. It's just fabulous.
I've seen some of the some photographs of her work.
Yes.
The work, I haven't been over there myself yet, but really good stuff. I like it.
Yes, really nice. It's multimedia, so mm-hmm. it's just kind of across the board with acrylic painting and collage and calligraphy, many different areas of art
yeah.
that she touches on, and
yeah.
it's really great.
And
so.
I think it's really accessible, I guess, to all people. I mean, it's really pretty universal. Looks, you'll be able to get it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's up until April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then our next exhibit will be fourth graders.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a program called Reading with Fourth Graders with the Bridgewater School, where they come over once a month and our 50 North volunteers sit down and read with them. And as part of that program, this kind of art exhibit came out of that. So we invite them to bring their art over and show it in our gallery. So
uh-huh.
they feel, you know, it makes them feel like they're real artists, which they are, you know, and it's pretty neat. We have an opening reception for them and their art is up for a month. And it's, you know, they get to feel like they're in the big time.
All right.
So, yeah.
A
so
good
that's
collaboration.
Coming up next. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So that's coming up, and then we have, I'm just going to touch on a few classes that we have coming up in all of our different areas.
Okay.
In the arts, we have a collage class coming up in a couple of weeks with Angie Eckern, and that'll be in the evening from 6 to 7:30, Tuesday, April 17th, 24th, May 8th, and 15th. And there's just a couple of spots left in this class. Angie came in this fall and taught some classes, and people just loved her. She's got a lot of energy, and I think you would just love taking one of her classes. So that's coming up. And then we have another class. Like I mentioned, Kate Douglas teaches a lot of classes at 50 North. She's going to be teaching town and countryscape drawing. She's going to take students out into the community and draw buildings in Northfield, maybe go out and draw a barn, but practice sketching different
mm-hmm.
things throughout town and out in the country as well.
Oh.
So weather permitting, of course. So we're crossing our fingers
yeah, hopefully
that, you know,
good.
They don't have to wear snow boots when they go do this. So, and for this class, because she's so popular, there's a waiting list right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the class is full, but please feel free to sign up still and be on the waiting list. There's always a chance you could get in. And then a writing class we have coming up that's free is called Poetry and Memory. And this workshop is made possible by the Northfield Poet Laureate, the Northfield Public Library. And they were kind enough to offer this workshop at 50 North. So an instructor is going to come in and teach Monday, April 23rd, how to write poetry from your life's memories. So that should be kind of a neat class, and it's free. You just need to pre-register to get a spot.
Yeah, that would be a nice way to keep your memories. You know,
absolutely.
We have pictures and books and stories and everything, but through poetry, what a unique way of doing that.
Exactly. So that's coming up as well. And then as we shift over to the lifelong learning area, we have a class coming up about understanding illegal documents.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a mouthful. this is going to be first in a series of presentations to help with planning for aging. So we have a lawyer coming in to talk to you about that.
Oh, good.
So
yeah that's something.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah, I have to deal
you
with legal
learn
documents
about
every now and then here
it's
at the
one
radio
of those
station.
Things.
And
yep.
It's not the easiest thing to wrap your brain around.
Exactly. So, yes, moving on.
Mm-hmm. We're talking, by the way, with Katie Felland of the 50 North Northfield Senior Center here about some of the activities that they have going on in throughout the month of April and coming up. We've talked about the plays and the art exhibits and some of the classes. And what else do we have going on?
In the fitness area, we've got a meditation workshop coming up in May, actually. But you need to sign up for this, and it'll be Fridays in May. And you'll learn about why you should meditate and how to meditate, and you'll practice meditation in this class. So something that everyone could use, and we have a really qualified teacher in Daniel Martin teaching that class. We have an evening class, which is a cardio kick mix class that just started this week on Thursday nights from 5:30 to 6:30. And this class combines heart-pounding workout with kickboxing. So, yeah.
Yeah, that'll give you a workout.
Right, exactly. So that's an evening class that's new that started this month. And then we also have a yoga class on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 3:45. That started just in April as well on Sundays. So those are just a few, classes in the fitness area, but we have many classes. I feel like there's a class going on every hour of every day at 50 North. So
always something going on. Now, you brought with you the catalog for, is that for spring?
Well, it's for April. So one comes out every month, our newsletter. So,
right.
But you can get all information at our new website, 50north.org.
Mm-hmm.
And so our new website is up and running. Check it out if you haven't yet. It's really easy to navigate, and it looks, beautiful.
So, all right.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Anything else?
Yeah, one more thing.
Okay.
We have our big, we sponsor the big tennis table tournament here in Northfield, and that's coming up Saturday, May 5th at the Northfield Middle School. It's the 9th annual tournament. It's open, friendly, and non-sanctioned, so it's for players, men and women, of all levels. It'll feature three singles events and three doubles events. In the 8 years that it's been going on, the tournament has grown to be one of the largest table tennis tournaments held in Minnesota. And they're saying that you better sign up because historically these slots have filled up for this tournament. So if you want more information about that, you can check out our website, 50north.org.
Wow. And where is that being held at?
At the middle school.
At the middle school? Mm-hmm. All right. How many tennis tables do you have?
Oh, my gosh.
Lots?
I think they fill every square inch of that gym. So, yes. So even if you want to come watch, spectators are welcome to come in and watch. It's some amazing talent to see.
Do they come from
players.
Miles around? To
yes.
That?
They come from all over Minnesota, the Twin Cities. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
And I think sometimes we get people from other countries every once in a while, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, you can come watch and see if you can see that ping pong ball because they hit it so hard.
Yeah.
That's the challenge.
Yeah,
to be
my
able
reflexes
to
are shot. Do the slow motion game. I like to watch that, though. That's pretty amazing.
It's fun.
Wonderful. Katie, thank you so much for coming in. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Mm-hmm.
Katie Felland with 50 North, Northfield Senior Center. Once again, you can check out their website, 50north.org, for more information. Terry's coming in with local news in just a moment or so. We also have Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports. State news with MNN after this.
The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce Home and Garden Show is coming up Saturday, April 7th at the Northfield Arena. Over 50 vendors will be there to show their products and services. You'll find everything for the home and garden, as well as lifestyle, health, and leisure. The doors open at 9 o'clock and the show goes till 3 in the heated confines of the Northfield Arena at 1280 Bolenbacher Drive. It's the 2018 Northfield Area Home and Garden Show, brought to you by the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Professional Pride Realty, Saturday, April 7th.
Fix your car, feed your kids, fill up your fishing boat motor at Ziggy's.
Remember Ziggy's for repairs on any of your small engines. Whether it be a lawnmower, snowblower, weed whacker, chainsaw, or whatever, Ziggy's offers complete small engine repair services. They'll even pick up and deliver in Northfield and Dundas. That's Ziggy's for your small engine repair.
At Ziggy's.
Corner of Highway 3 and St. Olaf Avenue, Northfield.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against Roseau-based Polaris Industries, alleging the company should have known about a serious defect in several models that poses a serious fire hazard. It comes 3 days after the announcement that Polaris will pay out over $27 million for allegedly not telling the Consumer Product Safety Commission